Hello out there. Sorry about that. I was having a little issues with my phone. You are listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series, with your host, Melinda Russell from Midwest. Women's Minute. Yeah, I can't speak out. Sorry, I got rushed there trying to get the. I had some issues with my phone, so let's try this again. With your host, Melinda Russell from the Women's International Motorsports Association, and of course, the one and only who can't speak right away, Woody. Welcome to the show, Melinda.
Hey, Woody. What have you been what'd you have for dinner?
I
Oh,
haven't.
you're
That's
having
part of the
trouble.
problem. Yeah, that was
Okay.
part of the problem was I went off and tried to cook some noodles real fast, and I don't think they're cooked all the way, of course. Tried to make
Yeah.
something to eat real fast, didn't work. Ran back here, tried dialing in, and I kept hanging up on myself. So that really didn't work out for me. Oh my gosh.
No.
But I was listening to your show. What a wonderful show. That was awesome. Great guest. You picked some of the
Yeah.
best ones. I mean, you've got
You know
such
what?
a yeah.
Again, I just ran across her name on some post that I was reading and had no idea what she did or where she lived. I reached out to her, and I'm just finding amazing women everywhere I look. It's crazy, but it's so fun because she's got a great story. She gave me some great ideas I'm going to share with Gary and tell him, hey, here's a couple ideas I heard from her that work. And just, hey, let's face it, racetracks are always looking for new ways to get people in the stands, right?
Oh, it's great. I want you to do me a
Yeah.
favor. I want you to talk about the Women's International Motorsports Association. I'm going to jump out for just a second, talk to Drew, and
Okay.
I'll be right back. So talk about that for me, please.
Okay. All right. So, it's the International Women's Motorsports Association. You can find us on Facebook. It's the whole big long name on Facebook. Go on there, like our page, and share it if you would. We're trying to always get more people following us and watching what we do. Our main goal is to try and be the one place where anyone can go and see what kind of events are coming up. New events are being posted all the time. We share them from other racetrack pages. There we connect and celebrate women all across the United States, really all anywhere in the world. We have some people in Australia, Canada, and the UK who are part of our organization. So we reach all corners of the earth, and that's what's really fun about it when you can do it through the internet. You're not limited by how far you can drive or fly or swim or whatever. So I love that part of it because everybody has a story. And the ones that win all the time, they get their people know who they are, their stories out there. But what about the lady who started racing at 50 years of age and she's loving it? Or the little girl at age 5 who just ran her first race and she won. There's a lot of cool stories. I interviewed Heather Boyce tonight. She's a promoter at, I got to get it right, the racetrack. It's Cottage Grove Speedway in Oregon. Great young lady,
Wheat.
passionate about racing, and that's why she's the promoter. So, cool stuff going on.
It was
Are
a
you
great
back?
interview. Yeah, I'm back.
Thanks.
Hey, I've got some really pretty cool news coming from corporate offices here. The Midwest Compact
Okay.
Touring Series would like to announce that the World Series of Compact is returning Friday, July 20th at Kalamazoo Speedway. The event will be a points race for the Midwest North Series and will follow series rules. This event will be replacing the Michigan State Championships. We're changing the name back to the World Series of Compacts. That'll move to Owosso Speedway on June 30th. This will be a one-day show, and this is going to be, you ready for this, Melinda?
Yeah, I'm listening.
The biggest, highest paid, biggest purse compact race in the state of Michigan. We're going to be
Wow.
posting the payout soon. We've got some big news. Drew and I and Jessica have been going over this the last few days, and We're going to be bringing some sponsors in, and we're going to put this payout out there. We're going to post the payout in a few days, we look, hopefully. But this is going to be the biggest purse, the highest payout that you've ever seen in the state of Michigan for compact racing. So July 20th, Kalamazoo Speedway. It is going to be the World Series of Compacts. So
very
exciting.
It is exciting, especially that it's at Kalamazoo. I love that it's so close.
Yeah, and Gary's doing some really cool stuff for us to help bring some of that in. But right now, we're bringing in our flag person for the 2018 season, Abby. Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know it was last minute. We had another guest lined up, and I think she got sick or something like that, and you have graciously stepped in. So we want to thank you for being you've actually been a part of the company for the last couple of years on and off. You've been a pretty good impact. So we want to welcome you back to the Midwest Compact Touring Series and as our official starter.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited. I've had a lot of years behind the wheel, and being a flag person is pretty cool, especially when you go to different tracks like Kalamazoo and Berlin. I'm pretty excited for, because those are really big tracks for us in Michigan.
Yep. Did you hear the big news? I mean, this is huge news for the state of Michigan, not only about my news I just made about the World Series, but Spartan Speedway has had a name change. Did you hear about that?
I did. I just did not too long ago. I'm a little shocked by that. I didn't see that coming at all.
Neither did I. It is now the Corrigan Oil Speedway, the 2018 racing season. It's been Spartan Speedway for many, many years. And before that, it was the Lansing Speedway. So hopefully there's some good things brewing with this, and maybe get the car count back up. It, you know, Spartan has been a great track. It's a very beautiful place, and I know Jim's got it for sale. So I don't know what this means, but we do have a new name. You know, we don't want to call it a new track, but Spartan Speedway is now Corrigan Oil Speedway.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people who've been racing there for so long, I think it's going to be one of those, well, it's always going to be Spartan Speedway in my head, you know, that type of thing.
It is going to be really hard. We're having the radio show talking about it because we do have a race at Spartan. Corrigan Oil Speedway. See, I'm going to have trouble with that. It's going to take us for a long time to stop calling it Spartan.
Yeah.
Well, I've got online with us. I don't know, Abby, if you have met Melinda Melinda Russell from the International Women's Motorsports Association, but she's one of our really good friends that we're bringing along with us everywhere we go. And she likes to interview a lot of our females that's in the motorsports. So Melinda, welcome to talk to Abby.
Okay, Abby. Hi. It's good to meet you.
Hi.
Just on the radio. So I really don't know very much about you or your background with racing. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you just tell us about yourself. And so why don't you start that? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, what you do, and just so we can know you a little bit better.
Yeah, I currently live in Lansing. I have a horse, which takes up all my other time other than racing. I've raced since 2011, and I've gone from racing front-wheel drives on dirt and asphalt to racing a mini sprint on dirt back in 2016. So it was pretty fun.
That sounds
and
fun.
It was. It's kind of turned me off from asphalt just a little bit. But, I mean, racing's racing. If someone's going to give me a car, I'm going to race it.
Yeah, especially if they give you a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how young were you when you started racing?
I was, 2018. I was 19, I believe, when I first got my first car.
Yeah.
So a lot later than normal people kind of start racing. But I went to Spartan, well, Culligan Oil Raceway. I did that. I went there with my dad when we moved to Holt, and I was 5 years old. We went every year,
okay.
And so that kind of got me into the racing world.
Okay. All right. So are you going to race this year at all?
No, I'm going to take the year off and flag for the series, which I'm really excited about. Excited for some trips, some new speedways I've never been to, and, you know, watch some really good racing.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So why don't you tell me and the people that are listening, what is your job as the flag person? What do you do?
I obviously am a starter, so I watch for wrecks and move people where they need to be on the track. But most importantly, I watch out for safety just like everybody else, especially throwing the caution lights and the red lights, just
right.
Trying to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably really your main job. Because you're up high and you can see pretty much everything that's going on. So how did you get into being a flagger?
In 2016, I actually was asked to flag at what used to be Spartan Speedway, Corrigan Oil Raceway Speedway?
Corrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Corrigan.
Corrigan.
Well,
yeah.
Corrigan.
I'm not sure what that
is. That's
going to be hard.
Yeah. But I flagged there all year for them. And I didn't have a car to race at the beginning of 2016. And since the Corrigan Oil Raceway was on Friday nights and I raced the sprint cars on Saturday nights, it worked pretty well. And then on the other weekdays, I had a job. I worked at Potter Park Zoo. It's a big zoo down here. I worked for the county as a security officer. So
okay.
I pretty much did three jobs every day or every other day throughout the week.
Right. So,
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what do you like about flagging? Do you, you know, what's your favorite part of it? And what's the hardest part?
I think my favorite part is just being up high and being in control. And keeping a good eye out and making sure everybody's safe. And the hardest part is, you know, when we're there, we're going to get to know everybody is calling calls. Like if somebody spun somebody else out, I got to not be thinking, oh, well, our friendship's going to get ruined. I got to
Be
say what happened. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Do you have other people that are also watching, though, for those kinds of things that doesn't just rely on you, or does it?
Yeah. I know that people in a tower, I'm not exactly sure who would be in a tower, Andy and some other people also have radios as well that can tell me or tell whoever needs to move back.
Right. It'd be a lot easier if they'd tap out. You wouldn't have to worry about it, but we know that doesn't happen.
It's so funny because that was like my major thing when I raced, that if I did something and I know I did it, I would tap out and I would just automatically go back. But I didn't realize how often it really does not happen.
Yeah, I'd say more times not, but that's just my observation.
I agree completely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be at Kalamazoo the first night of the series. Awesome. I live 15 minutes from there. And you're going to be in the flag stand. What are you looking forward to the most about that first night of racing?
Just breaking the glass for the first night. And since it's the first night for the series, and I'm just excited for the whole series. Kalamazoo is a track where if you race in Michigan, it's a really good track. It's a really nice track, really great people. I'm just excited to throw the green flag, the first green flag of the series for the year.
Mhm. Yeah, it's been, they've done a lot of hard work. I've got to give it to Woody and Drew and Jessica, because I know they've worked long, tireless hours, and I know how hard it is to do what they're doing. And they've got a huge number of cars coming to Kalamazoo. I don't know what the count is, but I think it's around 50 because I thought I heard that Woody has to take Drew to the go-karts because of that, but they'll tell us about that later. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope the weather warms up. My granddaughter's going to be racing that night, so I'll
that's
tell
awesome.
You what number she is.
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So what is it about a woman in racing, you know, and you're flagging, which you don't see very many women do that.
Right.
What is it about, you know, if you were going to talk to somebody that says, I want to do something in racing. I love motorsports, a young girl. What would you tell her?
Get right on it. I mean, I was 18 when I bought the car. I worked part-time, and I got this car. It was $500. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
the best car. I started at Corgan Oil Raceway. I'm going to screw that up again.
You started at Spartan because it was Spartan then. So
at Spartan. And I have close friends that race cars, so they helped me get it together. And it doesn't take a lot of money to start out. And I would just tell a young female that, you know, find someone that's good with cars and make sure you read the rule book and go out there and have a blast. I mean, it doesn't have to be competition all the time.
Right.
It's just fun. Just go out there and have fun.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate meeting you through the radio tonight. I'm definitely going to come and introduce myself to you in person the night of the race. And excited to see you flag that night. Woody, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask?
No, like I said, I just wanted to welcome you back to the family. Abby and I have known each other for quite a few years now, from her racing and from her flagging and just kind of goofing off at the track. It's going to be great to see you again, Abby. And just a few more days away, Kalamazoo Speedway, $1,000 to win. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
I got the next guest coming in, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
And
Melinda,
but Abby. See you, Abby.
All right.
Bye,
we'll
Abby.
Talk
thank
to you later.
You.
Yeah, you're
all right.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. We have also on the air now joining us is Christina Johnson. She's over at Thunderbird Speedway, I understand. Christina, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Christina, I want to introduce you to the one and only Melinda Russell from International Motorsports Association, Women's International Motorsports Association.
Just forget
sorry
it.
About
you don't
that,
get
Melinda.
It right. Okay.
I told you when we came up with the name, that's a long name.
I know, but it tells what we are. It definitely tells what
yes,
we are.
Yes, it is.
So yeah.
Melinda loves to interview our female guests, and we just had our flag woman on here, or our flag person, Abby, and now we're bringing on a driver. So, Melinda, do what you do.
Okay. So it's good to meet you, and I'm going to just ask you some questions. We're just going to have a conversation and let the people that are listening know a little bit more about you. So why don't you start by telling us your name again and where you live and where you race?
I'm Christina Johnson. I live in Grant, a little town in western Michigan. And I race mainly at Thunderbird Raceway in Muskegon.
Okay. All right. And how old were you when you started racing?
I was 14.
14. Okay. So did you start out at a big track or did you race like quarter midgets or something?
My whole career has been in a front wheel drive four cylinder.
Okay. So you went straight to the big track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so are you going to be racing the series that Woody and Drew are doing, or are you just going to be racing at your home track?
I'm not sure how much I'll be racing this year at all. I was in a car accident in January and messed up my neck. So I had originally planned on running the full season with the series, but right now if I run anything, I'm going to try and do a mixture of both. So it might be at the end of the year, otherwise definitely next year.
Okay. Yeah, you got to take care of yourself first. That's not something to fool around with. So So if you, when you race or if you race, what kind of a car, you said a four-wheel, front-wheel drive, and what classes do you race in?
I race in our Warrior class.
Okay. All right. And so how did you get started in racing at 14 years old? What made you decide you wanted to race a car?
My grandpa had raced since before I was born, so I grew up at the track. And then one of our friends had a passenger seat in his four-cylinder, and I jokingly said I wanted to ride. And then my grandpa came up into the stands with a fire suit, and I ended up riding. And I thought it was a lot of fun, and grandpa ended up buying me a car.
Okay. See, be careful what you wish for, because you got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the best thing? I know you're not sure when your first night of racing is going to be, but what is it about the first night of race season? What's the most exciting, or what do you look forward to the most?
I look forward to just seeing all the faces that I haven't seen all winter and, you know, just watching all of the action, getting the smell in the air and all the noise just gets me all excited.
Okay. So when you race, who are the people that help you with your car?
Mainly my dad. I have a couple other people that will come throughout the season, but it's mostly my dad every week.
Okay. And do you have any marketing partners that you would want to give a shout out to?
I had a lot of support from Old Iron Bar and Grill in Grant. They're a really nice restaurant there. And then I had WOS Manufacturing. They can fabricate basically anything that you need. They're also located in Grant. They helped me with making some things on my car.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you, what has been your proudest moment in your race career?
Probably the night of my first win. I somehow managed to do it on my parents' wedding anniversary. So I got to have the whole family down in Victory Lane in a big old celebration.
Very cool. That's a good moment to remember for your whole family. So,
yeah.
So what's your car? What is your car number and how did you choose it?
My number is 1K. I chose it because my favorite driver's number was 1R and I wanted to be like him, I guess. So I just chose 1K and figured it was short and simple and easy to sign when I was doing autographs.
Okay, good thought. Very good thought. So what would you say to a young girl that's interested in getting involved in racing? What would you tell her?
I'd tell her to get involved in any way that she can. If she can't afford a car at the moment, make some friends with drivers. See if you can help them out in their pit area, help them with the car, get to know some things. So you're more prepared when you can actually get a car and get out there racing.
Oh, that's good advice. That way they kind of know the how to change the tire and all that before they have to actually get in the car. Good advice. What do your friends think of you racing?
They all think it's pretty cool. I've had quite a few of them come out and support me and all that.
Okay, good. And the last question I have for you, you're doing great. Is what are your goals for your racing career? What would you like to do in the next 5 years, let's say?
I mean, it'd be great to eventually move up in a class because four cylinders is the basic class. But overall, I'm just out there to have fun no matter what I'm in.
Okay. Well, when it stops being fun, then you need to turn the car off, right?
It's always been my philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Woody, do you have any questions?
Well, I was sitting here listening, and, you've got a young career. Where do you want to go in your career of racing or in your hobby of racing, maybe say?
It'd be cool if I got to go with a big series or something like that and get to go around. That was one of the main reasons that I wanted to run with the Midwest series, so I could see other tracks, get to know a lot of people, and just have a lot more fun.
Cool. I love to see people move
Very
up
good.
And stuff like that. We hope to see you at the racetrack
yeah.
in 2018. We want you to be well, though, so take care of your body, take care of your mind, and get well, but still, come visit us at the tracks.
Yeah, I plan to attend every race, even if I'm not racing. So.
Awesome. That's great. And if you do me a favor, would you look me up on Facebook, Melinda Russell, and send me your mailing address. I have something I'd like to send to you in the mail.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, great. Thank you. Thanks for being on the radio show with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure, you're welcome.
All right, thanks a lot. All right. Melinda, great segments on there. Again, could you talk about send out cards for about 2 minutes maybe? I'm going to jump off and talk to the next person on.
Okay, I can certainly do that. So the International Women's Motorsports Association's radio show is sponsored by Send Out Cards. Anyone that knows me knows that that is my other passion besides racing and my family. And Send Out Cards is a relationship marketing system that uses cards and gifts to build relationships with your team, your fans, the owners of the track, other drivers. You know, maybe a young kid got his first win, and it's a great way to take a picture that you took on your phone. You can put it on the front of a card and send it all from your phone for about $2. And so the app is awesome to have at the racetrack. Nobody has a camera, but Woody has a camera. The rest of us don't have a camera, but we take pictures on our phone. We can put them right on the app, send a card, and it's a great system. So anybody that's interested, reach out to me. I'd love to share it.
Well, it's a great little program. I know I connected with you a couple of years ago. You signed me up for it, and it's been a great relationship. I want to thank you for the segments that you have been doing with us, and I know that you're probably getting a little tired because you had your show right before this.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can go ahead and jump off now. I'm going to do a little talking on myself. I got another guest coming online with me in a little bit.
Okay.
So I want to thank you for everything you're doing, Melinda, and you have a great time. Go ahead.
What?
No,
I'm
interrupted.
I'm having a great time helping you guys, so I appreciate the opportunity. Okay.
Thank you, Melinda.
Uh-huh.
Have a great night.
Good night.
I want to talk about Kalamazoo Speedway, Berlin Speedway, doubleheader next weekend, not the one coming, but the following one, the 27th and 28th of April. Both those races are $1,000 to win. The Kalamazoo purse is huge. Not only is it $1,000 to win the A, it's $90 to start. The B is $250 to start, $250 to win, not to start. $250 to win, $80 to start. We can only do that because of sponsors. We got some great little sponsors. We got Third Shift Motorsports. Galesburg Speedway came in, and they're going to give $100 to the top finishing Galesburg driver. McGann Motorsports, R&D Painting, put in some money. Tailgaters, our favorite little bar down south from where I'm at right now. Columbia Auto Tire here in Battle Creek. Lucy Racing with Chet Lucy and Larry Lucy gave us some money to put in towards their drivers because they love driving. Bay Design, Everidge Auto. Kevin Jack's doing something really cool. That's Drew's dad. He's giving in $50 to the highest finishing female driver. And then FTR, Family Time Racing, big group over there in Galesburg and Kalamazoo. They're going in and putting some stuff in there too. Howe Windows, Tom Sprague. We've got HV Racing, and they helped out quite a bit to get us where we're at. I think there's another one or two. Drew, he's got to give me a complete list. Drew's not with us tonight because Drew is out celebrating his birthday. So everybody jump on Drew's Facebook page and just fill his Facebook pages with happy birthdays. He might join us later. I'm not sure. I told him to go out and celebrate his birthday. We have great sponsors for the whole racing series. We got Adams Auto, Let's Race Magazine, of course, International Women's Motorsports Association, Melinda. And we have had a great relationship with this gentleman right here. We're doing something really cool. When I talked to him about this, we actually decided to do this special race, and he's so excited. He's going to come in from where he's living at down south right now and run it, but we've got a great sponsor in PowerStream TV, and Patrick McNamara. Patrick McNamara, welcome to Compact Weekly.
Well, I'm honored to be here, Woody. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, do you want to make the announcement, or do I want to make the announcement of what we're doing over at Owosso?
Why don't I do it?
You do it, because you know what? It's your show. You tell me.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, PowerStream TV in association with Midwest Compact Racing League and Owosso Speedway is proud to present to you the Hell Yeah 30.
See, that's why I had you do it. We joined forces with Patrick. This is not your first time on the radio, is it, Patrick?
There is a rumor that that's true.
Yeah, you've been doing this. You know, first of all, Patrick, aren't you one of the founding fathers of our Compact series? Part of the beginning
kind of
that?
Kind of. Yeah. That was the case. It's funny how things change and turn and morph and come back together again.
So, good. And like I said, we're so happy to have you. Owosso Speedway is one of your home tracks, personally. I know you've ran out there quite a few times in your career, and you ran out there last year for the Hell Yeah 30, and we're going to do it again. I heard you're going to bring a car back, run out there for Garrett, the photographer out there, kind of like their little – he is like their little mascot out there. Garrett Smith is one of the best guys out there. His catchphrase, Hell Yeah, has gone viral. Hell Yeah, it's gone viral. You know what? I don't know if you know this, Patrick. He has T-shirts.
Hell yeah!
He has T-shirts out there. So we're running the Hell Yeah 30. Patrick's put in some money. We're going to make that $1,000 to win. We have quite a few races this year, Patrick, that are $1,000 to win.
It's a pretty impressive little purse you guys have put in together. I think if you sit down and you add it up from the amount of money that you're paying to win to the amount of money that you're paying to start to the amount of money that you're paying all the way down through the middle with the number of cars that you guys have show up for each event, I would be willing to bet that your total purse at the end of the year will be bigger than any other traveling series in Michigan, no matter what type of car it is.
Yeah, right now we have – Kalamazoo Speedway, Berlin Speedway, both of those doubleheaders starting out the season for $1,000 to win. Thunderbird on June 2nd, that's $500 to win. I was going to say Spartan Speedway. Have you heard the news, Patrick? Spartan Speedway
Corrigan
is no longer Spartan Speedway. Corrigan Oil Speedway.
I kind of wanted to give Abby a little bit of gas over that. She's been buying gas at Spartan Speedway for 5 years from pumps that are very clearly identified as Corrigan Oil. And she's like,
yes.
Corrigan Oil, water,
yeah.
Softness, raceway track.
She was struggling with that one. We're going to struggle a little bit, but it's Corrigan Oil Speedway. That's going to be determined. We have something really cool. We do something different there. The sponsors from there either are going to throw it in the start money, throw it in the finishing money, and they may throw it in the how you qualify. Then, on June 30th, Owosso Speedway, $300 to win. Back. Now, I know you've been listening to the show, Patrick. We had Kalamazoo at $1,000 to win, but you know what? We're going to change that up. We have the World Series of Compact Racing, July 20th at Kalamazoo Speedway. We're going to put a purse on that. That is going to be the highest paid race for compacts in the state of Michigan.
Cha-ching.
Then we're another doubleheader, August 3rd and August 4th. August 3rd, we're going to be at Birch Run Speedway. August 4th, we're going to be at your race, the Hell Yeah 30. Both of those are $1,000 to win. And then we're going to finish out our season. We're going to finish out our season September 15th and 16th at New Paris Speedway. We're going to pay not just $1,000 to win the feature, but you're going to get $50 to win your heat. Like you said, we're going to give some money away. Kalamazoo Speedway, we've got over 50 drivers registered for the race. And I know quite a few that aren't registered, so that's going to be a huge one. But I brought you on board to not just talk about the Hell Yeah 30, but I want you to talk a little bit about PowerStream TV, Patrick.
Well, PowerStream TV is a streaming media device that you connect to your TV, you hook it up to the internet, and it allows you to stream all of your favorite programming. So all your favorite TV shows, all your favorite movies, all your live sporting events, live television, doesn't matter if it's the Super Bowl, the World Series, your local college football game, a Tigers game, WWE, UFC, UFC pay-per-views, WWE special events, Olympics, The Walking Dead, Shameless, Game of Thrones, doesn't matter. If that's the type of programming that you watch and you're sick and tired of coughing out $100 a month, $150 a month, $200 a month for cable or for Dish, I'm telling you, cut the cord, dump the Dish, prepare to feel the power of PowerStream TV and chop that bill down to next to nothing while gaining access to all of that programming simply by having high-speed internet.
You have saved me so much money over the last year. I've been with you guys for about a year now with PowerStream TV, and it's not just the broadcast. You know, you're talking the TV shows. You know, my favorite show, The Walking Dead. I've got NCIS. I'm actually doing NCIS from season 1 to season 15 right now, just like you would on Netflix, but I have a wider variety of TV shows to pick from. I'm not letting Netflix dictate what I can watch. But other things like the movies. I don't have to go to the movies to see a good movie nowadays. I can pick any movie that's out there. And with my daughter, I don't have to go buy DVDs. I don't have to rent the videos anymore. She can go up. And the way that you've set this up, Patrick, where the picture of the video or the movie is on there, she can go up and point to it and say, "Dad," and she'll tell me which one she wants. It's saved me so much money. My daughter's gotten to where she can watch any movie she wants now. I don't have to go and run out and get Coco or whatever the movie she wants to watch 12 times in one day. It's really cool. You saved me a ton of money.
You can take a flyer on something that you'd never want to buy the DVD. You'd be like, "Oh my God, that's going to be like $9." Or, you know, even if they're older kids' DVDs and they're sitting there in the rack at the checkout line, you know, and they're $4.99 or they're $5.99, that's over a month's worth of service. You can watch 50 different movies for that $10 in that same period of time, you know?
And
not to mention,
I don't have to have the DVDs laying all over the house. That's what I love,
exactly.
Too. So, you know, what, Patrick?
I say you don't have to hook the DVD player up. You don't have to unhook it. You don't have to clean off the disc. You don't have to worry about it getting stepped on and ruined or going back in the case.
Yes. But no, PowerStream TV, great opportunity. Anybody can contact Patrick himself, and he could contact me. I've got some units available that
I'm going to do, Woody. Tell you what I'm going to do. I posted on my Facebook page that I was going to be on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. And I created a discount code on my website, and that coupon is Woody, W-O-D-Y. There's only one, okay? This is a 50% off coupon, okay? So if you go on to the PowerStreamTV.com website right now and you pick out your laser TV device, whether it's the $199 device or the $299 device, and you use that coupon code Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, the very first person that does it, there's only one, the very first person that does it will get 50% off their box.
Wow, that's huge. So if you guys are interested, even just seeing what it's worth, I mean, the $299, you can get that for $150.
We ship for free.
I'll come in, show you how to set it up. Patrick, one of the things that is so cool about PowerStream TV is the support that Patrick does. the videos that you post, how to fix. And you're always updating the system. Just did an update the other day just to make it run smoother.
That's one of the things that probably if the biggest question that people ask, which is this legal? And the answer is yes. The second biggest question that people ask is, what makes this different from a fire stick, right? And
yep.
It's really hard to explain to people how this is next generation stuff. And it's almost like they don't know what they don't know. And it's not their fault, right? But if you think that the best steak that you've ever had comes from Outback, then you've never been to Ruth Chris. All right? And that's not saying that you're a bad person if you go to the Outback and you get steak from the Outback. Because if previous to that, the only place that you had ever eaten steak was Denny's, you probably think that the Outback rocks. Okay? Well, cable television and Dish is Denny's, and a Fire Stick is the Outback, and Powerstream TV is Ruth Chris. You're going to get a better product. You're going to get higher quality streams. Your live TV is going to work all of the time. Now, I can't guarantee 100%, right? In the world of streaming, 100% doesn't exist. But damn, we're awfully close. We got a 99.9-something uptime. It's very rare that you can't watch a live program in HD when you want to watch it. And that's the service that we offer people. And that's why people don't get it. They're like, I got a Fire Stick. I can do that. I'm telling you, I know lots of people. Here's a big-name racer that a lot of people know, okay? A lot of people know Chad Lampson, right? Chad races over on the east side of the state. Auto City, Dixie, Spartan Slugfest, Owasso Speedway, right? Lampson's part of that whole east side crew. Chad was adamant that a Fire Stick was every bit as good as a Powerstream TV device. He bought a Powerstream TV device and threw his Fire Stick in the trash, okay? It was night and day different. Wayne Beckner, right? Spartan Speedway. Everybody knows Wayne Beckner Jr. and the Beckner Racing family. The Beckner Racing family, the extended Beckner Racing family, probably owns 20 of these devices, okay? They used to have Fire Sticks. Wayne has told me repeatedly at the racetrack, Patrick, Wayne calls me Rick, but I threw that Power Stick in the trash. I mean, excuse me, I threw that Fire Stick in the trash the day after I bought a Powerstream TV device. Okay? They just don't get it. And I understand. I didn't know until I had one either. I mean, I used to stream all this stuff through the computer, and I thought I knew it all. And a good friend of mine that actually lives really close to me now, he's right here in Winston-Salem, good friend of mine, he tried for almost 2 years to get me to buy one of these boxes from him. And I'm like, nah, I know how to do that, blah, 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 right? And finally one day he sent me one, and I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't. It's like the old Gillette commercial. I like to shave so much, I bought the company, right? I couldn't believe how good this was. And I showed it to Jeff Parrish, and he bought one. And I showed it to Rob Jenkins, and he bought one. And pretty soon, every member of my family had one. My extended family was getting them. My friends were getting them. People were asking about them at the racetrack, and I'm like, I'm in the wrong business. Like I should be selling these. And then the more I learned and the more I understood about them, I'm like, I can do better. I can create an even better product than we did. And it's pretty freaking cool.
It is, and like I say, we want to thank you for being part of the Midwest Compact Touring Series. And you are a pretty good racer yourself. Let's talk about your racing career.
You know, I do okay with the amount of effort that I put into it.
You mean like pull it off the trailer and at the track?
Yeah, you know, I do a little bit more than that, but I tell you what, I very much admire the guys who really do it right. And it is uncommon that I ever even come close to competing with those guys that do it right. And the best little run that I ever had in my car was when we were working out of Rob Jenkins' shop, and Rob was working on us and guiding us, and that was the best run we ever had. For about 2 years, when me and Cam and Joey and Timmy Rogers were racing together, when we had those four cars and we were doing Owosso and Mount Pleasant and Mottville, we didn't go to Spartan a lot at that time. We did Springport a little bit. We did we went down to Angola a couple times, and we went to Plymouth a couple times, and we had a lot of success. We won a lot of races those 2 years. And Rob, you know, ended up becoming part of the partnership group that bought Springport Motor Speedway with us when we bought the racetrack. And then Rob's youngest son, Nate, appears to be a natural born driver. Nate was the same age as, a little bit younger even, than my son, Nick. And Nate was in the shop when he was 6 and 7 years old, and Nate can really drive. And I'm so excited. Folks need to go to NateJenkinsRacing.com or NateJenkinsMotorsports.com. It'll take you to the same place. And follow along with Nate, because our extended racing family, right? The Jenkins family, the McNamara family, the Parrish family, we're so excited to see where Nate is going to go. He was second place in the B last year at Spartan Speedway, at Corgan Oil Speedway. And him and Brian Basil came right down to the final race of the year, right, to decide that championship. And if it hadn't been for a crazy bad run of bad luck over the course of the last four races, he would have won the championship, right? And all of the points in the world to Brian, because he won it fair and square, right? But if you were a betting person, you'd be putting money on Nate this year to win that championship up there at Spartan Speedway.
He has some great runs. I've got a great shot. It's not, in my terminology, it's great to Nate, and of course his family, it's not. He's pushing his car to the limits, trying to get that championship. And I've got him scraping the wall coming down the front stretch. Sparks are flying like crazy. He pushed that car to the limit trying to get that championship. And you're right. He is on the verge of getting a championship of his own.
He sure is. And he's got some great sponsors. We have Corvette Parts, the Keen family out of North Carolina here, KeenParts.com and CorvetteParts.com. And, of course, the fine folks at Fast Wax, pushing and supporting the car this year. And I got to go off. Sorry about that.
Well, all right. I do it
they
all the time.
Also purchased or have, I guess they purchased, I can use that word, a CRA car, and they're going to run a very limited JEG schedule this year also. So that's that.
Cool.
This is a compact racing show, and I didn't want to go way off on that, but you asked about my racing. My racing this year is going to be really super limited, right? I'm here in North Carolina. My cars are still in Michigan. We're talking about bringing them down. I don't know if we're going to be able to make that happen or not. I want to make that happen, but, of course, I want to be able to come home and race at the same time too. So I don't know what it is that I'm going to do. I know I'm super excited to follow along with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. You guys have you know, the East Series running at Painesville and in Ohio, and you have the West Series going to Grundy and Madison and Wisconsin and Illinois, and then you have the North Series running here in Indiana and Michigan. And I'm super stoked to follow along and watch what you guys are doing. I think you're going to have a fantastic year. Is Drew listening yet? I think I lost Woody.
Woody!
I don't know if I'm on or if I lost him.
No, you're on. It was me. I booted myself off real fast. I'm sorry about that.
I was going to say happy birthday to Andy. Happy birthday to you.
He's going to kill us.
This will turn into a William Hung American Idol edition if I go more than one verse.
Yeah. Well, I've been told I got the face for radio, and I know I don't have the voice for it, so. I want to thank you, Patrick, again for being on the air with us, being part of the show. Anybody that's interested in a PowerStream unit, like I said, Patrick's doing a great special. Go to PowerStreamTV.com, I believe it is. I just posted the link onto my onto our Facebook page. And first person that buys a unit, puts in the code for discount, put the word Woody, W-O-D-Y, you get 50% off your PowerStream TV unit. Great system. You're going to save a lot of money, and you're going to want to buy more and tell all your friends about it. So thank you, Patrick, for being part of this.
Thank you for having me on. You guys are doing a great job. Peace out.
All right. I have with us Ricky LaDuke. He's going to be on here talking with us. He's going to be running us with the 2018 Racing Series. Welcome to the show, Ricky.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going pretty good. It's just going to be me and you right now. Patrick's going to go off and go sell some more units, talk about PowerStream to all of his friends. Are you excited about the 2018 season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you're going to run the whole series with us, go for the championship, go for all the money?
Well, that might not be possible, but definitely going to run as much as I can.
So now you currently run at Kalamazoo, right?
Yep. Run Kalamazoo. Third year in the Outlaw Friday there.
Sweet. How did you do last year over there?
I think we finished 6 points. Didn't really do too hot. I had a lot of overheating problems. Didn't really spend enough time trying to get it figured out on the car last year. But, I mean, we had a fast enough car. We had a couple top five finishes.
Did you hear we've got 50 cars registered for the Kalamazoo race for the first opening night?
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy. I think front-wheel drive racing is definitely growing. So I'm excited to see how that's going to be.
Yeah, I think, and from the stats I've been looking at, of course I'm biased, but front-wheel drive racing is the fastest-growing division in circle track racing right now. We've got a couple tracks in the area. We got one that averages over 60 cars per event, per weekly event. We've got a huge following over at Kalamazoo himself with the now defunct Flip-Flop series and their Outlaws. I mean, they have, God, how many Flip-Flops were we running last year? At least 20, weren't we?
Yeah, they'd average probably 16 to 20, yeah. So, that's definitely good field.
It was pretty cool, something that Gary does, Gary the promoter over at Kalamazoo Speedway. He runs a rent-a-ride program. I believe he's going to continue that this year. You can actually pay to race and go out there and run. Some of those guys have done some really good runs. A couple guys have not. We had a couple guys in their roof last year. But you can always pay to go for a ride and race against Ricky there. You going to plan on sticking the whole season out over Kalamazoo?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like 3 miles down the road. So definitely got to run. That's like my home, so. Just, I don't know, besides it being, that close to racing, there's just always amazing. My first year of front wheel drives, when I didn't have a lot of overheating issues, man, I swear, man, we ran 3 wide so much, so clean. It's insane how you can race in all the grooves there and still keep up with everybody.
And that is a fast track. A lot of people love racing. I mean, it's one of the most favorite tracks. When I talk to drivers, they say they love racing Kalamazoo. So, you know, you've got it made over there, and especially only being a few miles away. Gary keeps that track looking good.
Yeah, it gets a little boring. Last year we traveled a little bit. Went to Springport, Galesburg. I think that's only two of the tracks I went to. So, no, really.
Are you
going to
hit
Go ahead.
Are you going to hit the Springport next Saturday? Or this Saturday, the 21st, they've got their first opening night race.
Definitely not, just because I need to get some practice for the opening night at Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. That is definitely important for me here.
Well, hopefully we can get that race in over at Springport. Get some racing in Michigan. It's just been terrible.
It'd still be good, yeah. It's not cool. This is horrible. But,
it is. I know that.
Some extra time to not Bolton and check some more things over. Definitely running more behind than we wanted to be.
That seems like a lot of people, I mean, I went in last year and started talking to the drivers, and they're like, yeah, my car's not ready. I'm like, what'd you guys do all winter? And I've seen more drivers have their cars prepared this year than last year, but there's still a few guys that are going, you know, I'm not going to make opening night, or I'm not going to make it, or I'll be working on it during the track, or at the track, finishing out. So did you think you fixed your overheating problem?
Well, no, we got a new car this year, so I'm pretty sure we fixed the overheating problem.
That's good, because you need to do a little better than that. I'm trying to think who got in front of you for fifth in the points. It was close, wasn't it?
It was Taylor Sexton. And I was fifth all year, and then I overheated last night, did my blowout, and she beat me that night, and she got me. She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's
definitely consistent.
Yeah, she did. She started getting those heat wins and started kind of getting those up there. I want to see you in winner's circle. And, of course, I'm the guy with the camera and the flag in my hand. You want to see me, especially during the nights where I'm out there.
Yeah,
for
sure. I have a couple heat wins on my first car that I had back when it was an all V6 class at Kalamazoo. I was able to compete a lot better, but times have changed. We got some more four-cylinders, so I had to get with the program.
So those people that are coming to watch you race opening night the 27th for $1,000 to win at Kalamazoo Speedway, let's talk about your car. What's your car number, and how did you pick that number?
Well, it's 96. Honestly, no exact story or reasoning. There's a modified guy. Back when I first started racing, I think it was I can't remember the guy's name. He was sponsored by McDonald's, and he was 96, so... I think that's where I got it, but it's a black, fluorescent orange car, Honda Prelude, so that's what you can keep an eye out for.
And got any sponsors to put on the side of that car?
I do. Not many, but I do. Rudiman & Sons Oil out of Plainwell. They help me out. That's where my dad works, so they definitely have been helping me out with fuel each week, and they gave me some money this year, so they're definitely on the car. West helped me out a little bit with some vacuums, so I had to put a little sticker on for him. He's in Kalamazoo. And Farmers Insurance. Yep, Farmers Insurance out of Otsego. Toby Esterline. He gave me some money too. So, but still plenty of room on there. Don't have anything for the hood yet.
So if anybody wants to contact you, contact you through Facebook? You got a website, anything like that?
I'm on Facebook. I don't really have a page. You can find me, I guess I do have a page out there called Big Poop Motorsports. but it's not up to date, so it's I haven't really used it. You might be having a Facebook page out there called Raised Right Motorsports for me and my buddy Jeremy Young, who's really been helping me out with this car, so... We might end up putting a Facebook page out there, so you can keep an eye out for that. Raised Right Motorsports.
Yeah, Jeremy's got a fast car. He's one of those that I like to watch run too. He runs fast. He runs clean.
Oh man, I know. It's when he was V6. Of course, we're buddies from school, and we just we grew up in the same town, so we knew each other. But yeah, me and him really did some great racing together, and that's what it's all about. Is being able to clean. I think he got into my bumper a couple times, but nothing bad, and that's just what it's all about for sure. Right, no.
So, how long have you been racing?
This will be my third full-time year.
Do you have any, have you had any scary crashes yet?
I mean, not very scary, but I definitely wrecked a couple cars for sure. One night we were coming out of turn two at Kelsey 3 wide, and I was on the high side. I gave plenty of room, but something happened between two cars, and the car on the bottom got turned straight into my driver's door. And so I didn't really hit anything head-on, but just the car coming in. The driver's door was definitely a pretty good hit, but it wasn't very scary. And then last year, had a very late caution come on, had cars blocking the whole track, and I believe some on the track, and when going into turn three full speed, car to slow down, so backed it into somebody's driver door as well. So that was kind of a little scarier for them than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you've raced against Miss Sexton and you've raced against Jeremy Young. I know you've raced against the one and only the first black champion, Larry Richardson. There, who is you get older? Yeah, he's not going to race this year. I'd love to put him in a car just for one of these races. We're having some fun with Larry. I'm going to actually be on Larry's show tomorrow and talk with him. But so I know you've only had 3 years of racing, but when you're retired from racing or actually real drivers don't retire. They just kind of
go until they can't.
So when your kids and your grandkids say, Grandpa, who did you race against? And who's that one person when you're going to look back and go, man, I've raced against this person. I'm so glad.
That's tough because, only 3 years and we've had a few driver changes in that class. So there's not one person that would come to mind, but definitely just that first year that I raced that Outlaw front wheel drive, Jeremy Young, Brock Sweeter, Doug Nelson. Let me think, who else did we do some good racing? I mean, we just had some crazy three wide battles, and we had some crazy three wide battles and definitely clean. I hardly put a mark on that car until that last
year.
I probably have a lot of racing left in me, so it's a hard question, but as far as right now where we're at, definitely, Jeremy Doug and Brock Sweeter, we did a lot of good racing, clean stuff.
Yeah, and that's what's really cool about that group of guys you just mentioned. And, of course, you're going to have a lot of years ahead of you. You're going to try to stick with the front-wheel drive? You want to move up to street stock, sportsman? I mean, Kalamazoo's got a great outlaw late model series going on.
Wow. Yeah, stuff like that, I would definitely need somebody to let me in their ride for sure. I'm definitely going to try my best to get a street stock for next year, but it's nothing's cheap about it. I'm at the point where I need to look for like a house to buy, a place to live. Can't live with my parents forever, so got a decent job, and it's tough to going more into racing with money, and if I have to stay in front wheel drives for a while just so I can get a house and do that and all that and do life, then I might. But I really want to get into a rear wheel drive car big time.
Yep. Well, some of these speeds that we're hitting right now with our front wheel drives equal up to a rear wheel car speed.
Oh no, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I'm not running flip flop class. For sure these cars are fast.
I don't think they're
gonna
run flip flop this year.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to run flip-flop.
Yeah, stock
I mean,
that would be the definite. That would definitely be the cheapest route, for sure. But it's not a whole lot cheaper, though. A lot of my money in my car is not, on performance. So, but, that's the thing is, these front-wheel drives are fast, but, I don't know, something about a, V8 rear-wheel drive, small black Chevy, man. That's worth that, but, nothing wrong.
Yep. Well, we can't wait to see you opening night at Kalamazoo Speedway on the 27th. Be safe. Get your car ready. And thanks for being on the show, man.
No problem. I have to listen more often, too. That sounds like a good show.
It is a great show. We're actually going to take our show the first part of May, and we're going to go Facebook Live. We've been doing a little bit of that. It's with Rego. I'm going to actually make a huge announcement tomorrow on that. So I got some stuff we're working on. We're going to, you know, take our audience a little higher. We're going to have some fun with this. We've been doing this for the last few months, Drew and I have, and we're still finding our market. But we're doing pretty good there, and I appreciate you coming on.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. We'll see you at Kalamazoo Speedway.
We'll see you opening night. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Well, like I said, that was Ricky LeDuc. He was the driver over at Kalamazoo Speedway. He'll be racing with us quite a bit for the 2018 series. Patrick and I tried singing happy birthday to Drew, and I don't think Drew knew that, so I brought Drew Jack on board. Drew, happy birthday.
Thank you, Woody. How are you doing?
Hey, man, did you miss? Did you catch that? Patrick and I started singing for you, but we decided that, you know, American Idol didn't want to, you know, something competition with them.
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I was busy sitting on a rooftop here in Chicago watching the Chicago Cubs lose 2-0 right now, so... We're having fun on my birthday.
So did you stay for more than you did the other day? Drew went to the baseball game this weekend and stayed for, what, a half an inning?
Half an inning. It was sleet, snow, freezing rain, about 36 degrees. Even the Cubs didn't even want to play.
That was a good game, though. I mean, they were 10-2 and came back and won it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to stick around to see that, I'll be honest with you. I'm not that much of a diehard Cubs fan, as you know.
Yeah, well, it helps.
It's a great experience in the neighborhood where I live, and any time I get an opportunity, I certainly will take in a baseball game at the major league level for $9, so even if it is 10 degrees outside.
Yeah. So what are you doing on your birthday today?
Had to work, and I believe you made a big announcement for us tonight and made my way. I live about 4 blocks from Wrigley Field, and we have a company outing here tonight. That's why I'm not on the radio show and just sitting up on top of the rooftop watching the Cubs play. So having a lot of fun and being with some friends and coworkers. Don't get a chance to do that very often because summertime comes and we're on the road, Woody, all of us, Jessica, you and me. So.
Yep, we need you to be working because, Drew, you are spending some money this year.
Yeah, well, we had a decision to make. We are very thankful and loyal to the Kalamazoo Speedway for what they do for us. And we try to be a good player in the market, and sometimes your hand is forced to what you have to do. And as I said many a times and on a Facebook post today, we're going to do what we can to take care of our regulars, the guys that show up each and every week. We want to take care of them and make sure they have a great race to race for. And Gary Howe at Kalamazoo Speedway has given us that opportunity for 2018 for 2 events, a very marquee event coming up here in a week and a half. And been talking to Gary a little bit, and he came up as you know, I've been a marketing machine with Jessica and you, coming up with some different and unique ways to raise money, and we've come up with a couple of unique ways. We'll definitely be using what Gary gave us as tools, and certainly Larry Richardson and the gang over at Twist Talk Live are going to be implementing that as well. That's a huge play now, as you will be on their show tomorrow, and whenever we get a chance, we'll be a guest over there. So I'm excited for what the future brings for the Midwest Compact Touring Series.
Future is bright and expensive. Expensive. 6 races right now for $1,000 to win out of 9.
Well, actually,
just in
we
the
can,
North Series.
We, can
actually, we got. Go ahead.
What
make the announcement.
Every race on the North Series. Hold on. Every race on the North Series in 2018. We'll pay $500 or more. How about that? And
oh, man, that's sweet.
July 20th at the Kalamazoo Speedway. We're not comfortable with putting out a purse right now, but we're going to do something that's taking care of our drivers. And as I had kind of told you earlier tonight, you kind of mistook some information. We have some big plans with this race, but I wouldn't bring out this race that we've marqueed and built up for 2.5 times, called the World Series of Compacts. And if we weren't serious about doing something huge for our local weekly supporters, I definitely wouldn't have brought that name out. So, again, Gary Howe, Kalamazoo Speedway, big thank you to them. Jessica, for having a mini heart attack today until we explained what we were doing. You guys are great. And now the bases are loaded with, looks like, one out. Maybe it'll be a brawl because somebody just got hit by a ball.
Well, Drew, I'm going to let you get back to your game. Enjoy your birthday. Have a little birthday drink. Don't forget a little hot dog or something like that, whatever you're going to get over there. Enjoy your birthday. I'm going to do a little bit more talking. I want to talk about our sponsors. And then I'm just going to play a little music and close the night out. So happy birthday, Drew. Have a great night.
Thanks, Woody. And be prepared here probably in about 10 minutes when you're done. We're going to be doing our Facebook Live. It's going to be very unique on my end tonight. So.
Yeah, okay, Drew. I'll see you then.
All right. Talk to you later, Woody. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Like I said, I want to talk about our sponsors. You know, we've got a lot of sponsors that help us out with the series. We're bringing more sponsors in. Drew talked about the big Kalamazoo World Series race. We're going to be, there's some great things coming with that race. And if you want to be involved with that, please contact Jessica, Drew, or myself. But right now for the opening night at Kalamazoo Speedway, for, you know, if you guys don't know the payout on this, you guys have been under a rock. Opening night for both Kalamazoo, and then the next night at Berlin, it's $1,000 to win. The Kalamazoo Speedway, if you A's, $1,000 to win. Starting pay is $90 for the A. We're going to have a B race. That's going to be $250 to win and $80 to start. And then we are talking about the C. We haven't got that information out yet. Next day, turn around, go to Berlin Speedway. It's $1,000 to win that one. We're still currently looking for some sponsors to help out like we did at the Kalamazoo Speedway. We have a ton of sponsors that helped out with getting that pay to where we like it at. I'm sorry, I just got told that I keep on saying Berlin Speedway, but it's Berlin Raceway. Sorry, Jessica, I'm eventually going to get that right, just like I can never get International Women's Motorsports Association right. So Berlin Raceway, the following day, 1,000 to win. Some of the people that's helped us out with Kalamazoo is Third Shift Motorsports. Galesburg Speedway is going to give $100 to the top Galesburg driver. We have some great talent coming out of there, some fast cars. McGann Motorsports is helping us out, R&D Painting, Tailgaters, Columbia Auto and Tire in Battle Creek, Lucy Racing, Bay Design, Everidge Auto, Kevin Jacks, which is Drew's dad. He's going to give $50 to the top female finishing driver. We have the one and only Tina with Family Ties Racing, FTR. They're helping us out over there. Gary Howe and Howe Windows, Tom Sprague, Hannah, and I can never remember his last name. I can't even read my own writing right now. So I apologize, Hannah. I'll get that out on it better. HB Racing, they put up some money there to help out. Sponsors like that is what bring us to get the big pay that we're doing. Patrick talked about it earlier that when everything's said and done by the end of the season, our payout's probably going to be far anything bigger than any other traveling series in the state. We have to thank Patrick with Powerstream TV. We have Adams Auto, International Women's Motorsports Association, and Melinda Russell there. And then, of course, my friends over at Let's Race Magazine. We've got all kinds of other sponsors. I just don't have the complete list here, so I forgot about you. I apologize. Of course, we've got, and Jessica, I know you're listening. Could you put that website on for what we were talking about earlier? We've got HD Photo with Jessica and then myself, RW Motorsports Marketing. We've got Tim Horvath. The one and only Tim Horvath, he's got a great t-shirt design. We just posted that picture on our Facebook page a little bit ago. Those will be available at the track. Tim is going to create some of the best trophies on the market. No one's ever seen trophies like this except for the awards ceremony. He's in high demand right now, so I know that boy is busy, not just doing trophies for us and T-shirts, but he's also doing some of the best car wraps in the state of Michigan. So we got to thank Tim Horvath for that. Oh, she says what website? I missed it. The one for HD, is it HD5 or something like that? So I'm talking to Jessica there. I probably should just go on Facebook and do it, but I apologize for that. Like I said, we have to do it with sponsors. We have some exciting racing going on, and like I said, we got some big news. Every week we have big news, but I'm going to be on Twist Talk Radio tomorrow. They start at 7 o'clock. I think I go on around 8 or so, but you want to listen to the whole show, Twist Talk Radio. It's kind of the Mark Times of the radio shows. They talk about different tracks, different series. They bring on a ton of guests. Jason Seltzer, Buddy Head, and Larry Richardson are running that little show up there. I'm going to join them for a little bit. We're going to have another big announcement we're going to do on their show. Can't put it all on this show. We got to share it off. So I'm going to let you guys go a little bit early. Like Drew said, we're going to do a Facebook Live in probably 10, 15 minutes after I finish this. And if anybody's got any questions or anything like that, contact us through the Facebook page. I want to thank Jessica for being part of the company. She's behind the scenes. I can never get her on the air. We're going to get her out of her shell, get her on a little bit more. But she's the one that oversees all of us. Drew Jack, happy birthday. Melinda Russell, thank you for everything you do. I want to thank our guests, Ricky LeDuc, and then Patrick McInerra, Abby Lubin, and of course, I can't even find my notes right now. It's been a long show. I'm sorry. I just missed a driver. I want to thank everybody for being on there. Keep an eye on our Facebook page for next week's show about who our guests will be. If you want to be on the show, let us know. So I'm going to let you guys go with a little bit of music, and then I'll see you guys on Facebook. Thank you, and thank you for listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series.